Yeah.
It would be a lot quicker to talk about the few things Sergio Mendez has not done rather than all the legendary musician has accomplished over his 60-year career. He's a composer, producer, keyboardist, vocalist, and pioneer of the bossa nova movement. Mendez and his band Brazil 66 helped popularize Brazilian music and rhythm globally. He's collaborated with everyone from Stevie Wonder to Justin Timberlake. And now Sergio Mendez has a new album.
Feel the sunshine, yeah, summertime. Little brew, a little bit, a little wine. We feeling good now, in the hood now. Rio de Janeiro, understood now. Coming from Chicago, this is common. I'm in the place with my man, Sergio. This
That's a bit of Sabor de Rio from Sergio Mendez's new album, In the Key of Joy. And the musician himself joins us now from our studios in Culver City, California. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. How are you?
Tudo bem.
Tudo bem. Pleasure talking to you.
I totally mess that up?
No. Oh. Tudo bem. It's pretty, no accent.
Oh, great, great. I have a future in Portuguese then. Okay. So this opening track, Sabor de Rio, Taste of Rio, is such a great collaboration. That cool Brazilian sound of yours alongside the rapper Common. Talk about melding these forms and working with Common.
Well, all it starts with the melody. And I wrote the melody with a friend of mine from Brazil, and I recorded all the percussion, all the track was recorded in Brazil. And when the song was ready, you know, we had the lyrics and everything, and I said, it would be great to have a great rapper like Common. And it so happened, you know, we called him and he was very happy to be part of it, collaborating on this track. And I think it added the diversity that I love about Brazilian music, the rhythms, the melody, the joy. And Common is from Chicago. It doesn't matter because he's an international musician.
Right.
And he brings the joy from Chicago to the world the same way we bring the joy from Brazil. And so it was a wonderful, I'm so happy about that.
I can stay focused because we be the dopest. Never wrote this, but it's all cool. This is what we do.
So, you know, you've had such a long career and you've stayed relevant over all these decades. Is that what keeps you fresh, mixing genres, working with different musicians, younger musicians?
I think so. You know, I've been always very curious since I was a kid, working with different guys in Brazil. And then when I came to the United States the first time in 1962 at the Bossa Nova Festival at Carnegie Hall, Cannonball Adderley invited me to work on his album, to do an album together. And then after that, so many other incredible encounters in my life. You know, Frank Sinatra, Will.i.am. I mean, so many. And so I've been very fortunate, and you know, to have had such experiences because that have enriched my life.
So speaking of collaborations, you and your wife, vocalist Grisinha Liberace, you've been working together for how many years now?
Oh, now I would say maybe 48, 47. And she has an important sound, very important on my band. And she teaches the other singers to sing in Portuguese. She's also a great teacher. And she brings a fresh kind of a vocal to my sound, very important to me.
Let's listen to her on Muvanga. So I'm definitely dancing in the studio over here.
Me too.
What does Muganga mean?
That's not really, I mean, it talks about this imaginary place where everybody's having a great time, and, you know, it's just a sounding great, Muganga. And you can say that in any language, which I love. I mean, even Japanese can say Muganga. If you talk to, French can say Muganga, you know. Or so it has
sense.
that wonderful international sounding great word. And I love that. And Gracinha is singing beautifully. And I think I want to do a dance remix of that.
It's fun. So that song certainly puts us in Brazil, and this album was recorded both there and in California. And you said that there are some sounds that you can only get down in Brazil, that amazing energy, that massive rhythmical wave that you hear underneath everything.
Exactly.
Can you explain what you mean?
Yeah, you just describe it, you know, to get that, because it's so local, you know, that's the sounds of Rio de Janeiro, is all that percussion. I mean, Carnival just finished now, people dancing on the streets. And, you know, it's the kind of percussion sound, rhythmical things that are really native to the land. You know, it's like you go to India, you have local sounds that you can only get in India. And same thing in Africa. So I like very much that encounter of cultures and rhythms and melodies and joy.
So another collaboration is with singer Sugar Jones. She sings on Samba in Heaven. And spanning generations here, she's the daughter of Joe Pizzullo, who sang on your 1983 hit.
That's right. You know, Joe Pizzullo, we had this incredible big record, Was Never Gonna Let You Go.
Yeah.
And he's from Youngstown, Ohio, and he's a dear friend. So when he had this daughter, her real name is Sofia Pizzullo. I was the godfather, me and Gracinha. Wow. We baptized her in the church in the San Fernando Valley. Wow. Now she's 27, 28. Beautiful voice, very unique, very fresh. And so when I wrote the song, I thought about her.
Talked a lot about serendipity and the magic.
Yes.
Of the encounter, moments in your life where you've met up with people who've influenced you. Does that still happen?
Yes, yes, very much. Well, here's a good example. You know, Sofia, I mean, Sugar Jones, you know, I have a hard time calling her Sugar Jones, but anyway, it's a good example of that. You know, I love that because you don't program that. It's not something that... It's about the magical encounter.
So the album coincides with the release of a documentary film about your career. So you always seem to be looking forward, doing something new, but it seems fair to also look back just a bit. And I think it has to be your classic with Brazil 66 Masquinada, which is part of the movie soundtrack CD that's included in the collection. So let's listen to just a little bit of that. So what goes through your head when you hear that tune?
Only great thoughts. A big smile comes to me because that was the first time a song in Portuguese became a hit all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, not only here, you know, in Asia, Europe, everywhere. And then was a hit again 40 years later with the Black Eyed Peas. So it's something very magical about that, that chant. People love that song everywhere in the world. And now, after the recording with the Black Eyed Peas in 2010, you know, there's a whole new generation that never heard this Masquinada you played. So it's the sons and daughters of the people that loved the first one.
Yeah.
So again, this is a wonderful feeling.
Sergio Mendes, his new album is called In the Key of Joy.
Thank you.
Muito obrigada.
Muito obrigado. Masquinada. Black Eyed Peas came to make it hot.